Beginning this Friday, the House Appropriations Labor Health and Human Services Committee will begin hearings on its fiscal year 2010 spending bill. President Obama has called for a return to science-based initiatives and to end federal funding for abstinence-only education programs. But abortion rights advocates say they're uncertain that Congress will adhere to the president. And specifically, speakers on a conference call organized by RH Realty Check said it was time to stop federal funding for crisis pregnancy centers, or CPCs. Catherine Spiller is the Executive Vice President of the Feminist Majority Foundation.
We actually call them fake clinics because they provide medically false information to young women seeking abortion counseling and birth control counseling. And in fact, these fake clinics thrive on deception. They locate near comprehensive reproductive health care clinics. Sometimes they even take on names that would lead a young woman seeking reproductive health care services to think they were going into a comprehensive reproductive health care clinic. They call themselves Choices. Some of them use initials very similar to a nearby Planned Parenthood clinic. So indeed, it's quite easy to mistakenly walk into one of these when you were instead going to a reproductive health care center.
Spiller says such facilities practice a form of bait and switch by luring women and sometimes men by promising comprehensive counseling for pregnant women.
The so-called counselors at these crisis pregnancy centers, most of whom, by the way, have no medical training, they're volunteers, they will claim, for example, that abortion increases the risk of breast cancer. Some of them talk about it increases it many-fold. They talk about post-abortion syndrome, about higher rates of suicide and depression among women who have had abortion.
Lauren Galpin has helped create an online resource called cpcwatch.org.
My investment personally in exposing CPCs for what they are stems from my belief that there really is no choice without access, and that women cannot really make informed decisions while so many groups are putting out false information. We believe that we cannot claim that Roe v. Wade, for example, ensures reproductive autonomy while there are over 4,000 CPCs operating nationwide. That is about twice the number of actual abortion clinics. And they're often funded, of course, by government programs.
Bill Smith is vice president for public policy for CSIS, which stands for Sexual Information and Education Council of the U.S. He said that in fiscal year 2007, his group found that 56 different pregnancy centers in 32 states received more than $14 million in taxpayer funds. He said there are some states where there's a clear intent for the federal abstinence-only-to-marriage dollars to fund such centers.
So, for example, in the state of Kentucky, that state has used all of their abstinence-only-until-marriage money every year specifically to fund crisis pregnancy centers in the state. It is a direct grant through the state to the crisis pregnancy centers with very, very little accountability about how those dollars are spent.
James Wagoner is the head of the group Advocates for Youth. He called out leading congressional Democrats, saying they've been all talk and no action when it comes to stopping the funding of crisis pregnancy centers.
The Democrats have not only continued to fund these programs, but the chairman of the House Appropriations Committee, David Obie from Wisconsin, has even attempted to increase funding for these programs beyond what the Republican Congress had achieved. That's right, a Democrat chairman trying to move funding for failed abstinence-only programs that prohibit information about contraception and condoms and birth control for the prevention of disease, not only continuing funding for these programs, but trying to increase the appropriations above the level of the Bush administration. Clearly, not a well-known fact, and one that needs to be more saliently presented.
Ann Wagner called out House Speaker Nancy Pelosi for not following through on her previous call to stop funding such programs.
Nancy Pelosi spoke to the Netroots conference in the summer of last year, at which she was asked a question about abstinence only, and she said that these programs, quote, did harm to young people, and all she needed was a little more support in Congress, and she would get rid of these programs. Well, she got 16 additional pro-choice members, and from all appearances, she is prepared once again to enable the rogue chairman, Mr. Obie, to go ahead and fund abstinence-only programs, which funnel money to these clinics, which my colleagues have done a superb job of outlining the harm they do to women.